Welcome to the Predictable Revenue Podcast, where frontline sales leaders teach you how to build and scale an outbound sales team.
All right, so welcome back, everybody. We're here with our guest today. Actually listened to the Terrence Kwok podcast about using video and emailed us because he wanted to share. So Andrew, say hello. We've got Andrew Gazdecki from Business Apps. And today we're going to talk about how he and his company uses GIFs, or as he annoyingly refers to them as GIFs, in their outbound sales.
No, they're GIFs.
and are very successful with it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you both of you for having me. I actually came across an email from Aaron that was specifically regarding standing out with video, and I shot him over a GIF. Is the correct pronunciation. And so a little background about me is my name is Andrew Gazdecki, and I'm the CEO and founder of a company called Business Apps. And we use GIFs in our sales emails, and we've been seeing some phenomenal results. So I shared that with Aaron, and here I am. So happy to share with you guys kind of how we're using GIFs, whichever one you
GIFs, call them. Just not spiffs. All right. So hey, rattle off a few metrics. You said you tripled demos and so on, like two or three of the...
Right. So we actually started with video introductions. So when we first started all this, we started with, you know, click this button, and it kind of was a, hey, my name is Sam, and I just want to put a face to a, you know, cold email. I'm really looking forward to speaking with you. But the problem with that was no one reads an email typically, and then no one clicks a link typically, and then definitely no one watches a video. So what we figured was, and the video was really short, it was like 20 seconds, so we just thought, you know, why don't we just force them to watch it? And with a GIF, we began implementing them into our introduction emails, where we're just saying, hey, thanks for checking us out, we'd love to speak with you, schedule a demo. And so after implementing that, we've seen a 300% increase in cold email response rates. That's just people replying back, like everything from, yeah, let's schedule a demo, I have these questions, I kind of understand what you do. And then moving forward from that, the more important metrics, we saw about over 100% increase in demo scheduled rate, and then another additional 100% plus in demo show rate, which is my favorite metric, just because we, when we have demos that show up, I think anyone who's in sales, that's just a block of hour wasted. And so we've been able to see, you know, fantastic results so far, and we're continuing to experiment with GIFs. So I'm super excited to kind of share with what we're doing and how you can create GIFs and potentially use them in your sales process.
Cool. And for the viewers or for the listeners on the podcast, we're going to post all the GIFs and GIFs that Andrew talks about in the show notes. And we'll have a companion blog post that will sort of outline all of them. So if you're listening, you can check that out. I'll link to that article in the show notes. But if you're watching the video, Andrew, you're going to share your screen now. You've got a bit of you popped and put them all together, a bit of a slide share for us.
So, and by the way, while you do that, what we just learned is we can easily upload a video podcast iTunes the same way like an audio, so they should be next to each other if you clicked on the audio by mistake and want to watch the video version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At
so
the current time.
So if you're currently if you're currently listening, definitely check out the video if you want to actually see the GIFs. Am I saying it correctly? GIFs or GIFs? It's an endless argument. I feel like.
I think so. Yeah.
In the USA, it's niche, and Canada, it's niche. So
we're going with GIFs. All right. So basically on my screen right now, I have an image of me just basically acting like I'm on the phone. It just says, hey, I'm ready to talk about mobile apps with you. And it kind of brings humor, and it puts, you know, face to a name, and there's just so much you could do with it. But again, this is typically what someone will focus on first when they open an email. And just a little bit.
You look like a cousin of Neil Patel there.
Totally.
I have not heard that. I just tried skipping over my intro slide quickly. But I'll just say it. Andrew Gazdecki, CEO and founder of Business Apps. And right now on the screen, I'm showing a picture of me looking like Neil Patel.
Is the glasses, the haircut, they've seen a picture just like that.
Is he good looking? Is that a compliment or?
Very, yeah, very.
Very temperate.
Never. Okay, we're moving on.
I'll see if he has some gifts later. But what we do as a company is we build mobile apps for businesses, and we help them with everything from operations, marketing, reputation. And we deal with a lot of inbound lead flow. And we, just as a company, we've been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine. We've been on the Inc. 500 twice, number 56 and number 91. I was actually awarded Inc.'s 30 under 30 this year, which was pretty crazy. So I'm really humbled to have received that. And a problem that we had as a company was we just needed to really stand out. And as the CEO of the company, I get a ton of emails. So I also am on the other end where if you're listening to this and you have a email, phone call sales cadence, I receive probably upwards of 100 emails per week, unsolicited, everything from marketing products to sales products to hiring, recruiting, software. I've seen everything. So I think in the sales world today, there's just a problem where everyone's being oversaturated with just emails that just don't have a lot of personalization. They don't have a lot of context. And so we kind of looked at this problem as just, you know, an opportunity for us to really stand out. And so I'm going to start diving into the bad emails I've received. Is that cool with you guys?
Yeah.
All right. So if you're just listening and you're managing a sales team, this is an email I'm sure you're all familiar with. This is the breakup email. The title is "Should I Stay or Should I Go?" I'm sure, again, if you're managing an SDR team, you've seen this email. It has three options. I'm interested. I haven't had time, or I've fallen and can't get up. I've received this email maybe 1,000 times. And our company isn't innocent in terms of sending this type of email. It is effective, but what I don't like about it is I know it's templatized, it's not unique, and I think there's just been an explosion in terms of how SDRs utilize emails and also account executives and just sales in general, where emails are just starting to get templatized to the point where I can just copy and paste this email into Google and I know exactly where you got it from. And so when I see this, I immediately just go ignore. Another email I'm showing right now is titled "Does It Work?" And what I don't like about this email is that it goes, "Andrew, you've had a lot to consider since our first meeting." I never had a meeting with this person. And then at the bottom, it's showing phone and email blank. So I don't know if it was just an issue on their end or
what. You mean they used a template, but however they merged it didn't actually work.
Yeah. So it's clearly automated. And that's kind of what I'm getting at is where if I can tell it's automated, I just turn and it's going in my archive. I don't ever put mark spam much on anyone. So I don't want to hurt their email response rates, but
I will say that there's something about when you feel there's something about reciprocity when you believe someone actually wrote you an email, whatever it says, even if it's a bad email, if you feel like someone wrote it to you, you're more likely to respond to it.
Yeah, I completely, completely agree. If it feels like it's an email that's written to you, it doesn't feel like a sale email. It feels like they're reaching out because they have something specific to deliver to you. Like recently I also received an email that was similar to "Hey, I came across a few things on your website that I think you could optimize in terms of your
liar
lead conversion rate." Yeah, and of course he was lying, but yeah. he did say I could whip up something and just show you what I have, and I did respond to that. I said, "Sure, show me what you got." But that one I could tell was definitely you didn't look at my website, but it was kind of framed in a way that was semi-personalized. And then moving on to another email that is just atrocious is Slack at Business Apps. So we don't use Slack at Business Apps. So this one completely just goes in the archive bucket. It's the grammar's great. There's no spelling mistakes, so I'll definitely give.
Why don't you read the first line or two as an example?
Hi, Andrew. Given that business apps use Slack, I thought it made sense to reach out. And then it just goes on to what they do and who do I talk to discuss this with. And again, we don't use Slack, so I don't know why they thought it made sense to reach out. And so that one definitely got ignored as well. And now I'm showing an example of a great email. So this was an email titled, "Hey Andrew, it's Mark Hoag," and he's emailing me from a company called Twibble.io. And just listen to the detail around here. "Hey Andrew, great to connect. Thanks. Funny, my wife and I were just in La Jolla last weekend. I think we probably walked past your office. What a great location. It's great to get back to my old stomping grounds. So here's my question. My wife stumbled across your technical content writer job opening." So right now he's pointing out, I don't even know if he really actually walked by my office. But he, I couldn't even tell if this was a sale email. And he had looked at basically job openings, and he said he shared it with some people, and then he goes into what he does. So basically, we have a very easy way for you to drop URLs and parse RSS feeds. And then he gives me a little tip about our RSS feed showing a 404 and how to fix that with his service. But it was just so personalized that I responded, I checked out his product, and I thought it was just a great way of just being, you know, personal. And it has some, what I like a lot now that I'm looking at this now is just the ha-ha part. I know it's small, but it's just, you know, he's being human. He's being, you know, like he's trying to just have a normal conversation instead of just the templated emails that you receive on a daily basis. So I really enjoyed this email. I thought it was personalization to the max. I did respond. I did check out his product. Can't say if we're using it, but definitely this caught my attention out of hundreds of other emails. So again, just like when you know that it's written specifically for you, or it has just some context, or you have some sort of takeaway, like, oh, I didn't know our RSS feed could be optimized in this way. I'll hear you out at the very least. Mm-hmm.
And then I like his no, you know, I'm not, no, neither of us are looking for a job. Ha ha. Sort of little sidebar there.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like it's just that little bit of personalization. Like, you know, he is reaching out to grow his business, but at the same time, he's making kind of that personal connection, showing a little bit of his personality is what I guess.
Yeah, and he found something on your site like that. That'd be really tough to automate. I mean, maybe you could pull that out of a list, but
yeah,
a little bit more challenging.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to personalize at scale. But I mean, just little touches, I think, can just make an email go from, you know, a deal to, you know, the trash box. So just anything you can kind of do, even if it's just mutual connections, or if it's just, you know, I went to, you know, XYZ University, just look me up on LinkedIn, just look at, you know, some of the groups I follow, just anything like that. Like, hey, I noticed you are super interested in demand generation. I saw you are a group member of this. So if you're using like a service like, you know, SalesLoft or Carb.io or any of like the reach out services, before you send the email, you can just kind of type it in. And that's kind of what we do when we can. But I want to tell you about another email that I thought was this is probably one of my favorite emails. So it's titled "Business Apps plus YP equals a Happier Andrew." And he says, "Andrew, I understand that you have a great merchant processor, blah, blah, blah. Can I have some of your time?" And so what I say is I just say no. And just no. And the reason I say no, I wasn't trying to be a dick or anything like that. I usually just don't respond, but sometimes I'll respond when I feel it's being sent from a marketing automation tool like the ones I just listed, because I know if I respond, I pop out of their sales cadence, and then I'm not going to get the day 5 email, and the day 7 email, and the day 10 email, and then the breakup email, and
then
all
the hippos.
That. Yeah, and then I'm trying to stop the hippo. So I say no. And then he says, suit yourself, but we handle the processing for Google, Uber, British Airways. Have a great evening. And then I say no again. At this point, I was just kind of like, no. Then he says, have a mediocre evening. And then I say no again. And if you view this video, you'll see me just saying no, no, no. Three
it's
times.
Literally no. You're not even signing it. It's just N-O.
It's just N-O, yeah. And then his response after three no's was, I find it a bit reluctant. However, Warren Buffett says that really successful people say no to almost everything. I guess that's why you're on the Inc. 5000. Do you think BizApps will be in a stronger position next year? And then I was like, wow, that's a really good response. And I don't usually say no like that to people, but he just kept responding. So I was just kind of saying no. So I responded back with nice response. Here's my VP of finances email address who makes these decisions. And then I even told my VP of finance, you know, take the meeting. This kid earned it in my book. So I thought that was a really, really great just example of just, you know, even when I said no, he still kind of came back in a way that, again, I would say no. And then he said something that really stood out. And I think that's what the overarching theme of this podcast is just how to stand out and personalize and connect with your prospects, your email. And he clearly did that by kind of connecting my three no's to a quote by Warren Buffett. So I thought that was pretty clever of him.
Pleasantly persistent.
Yep. And, you know, throwing some humor in there.
Yeah. Mm. And then I'm moving on to some great emails that I've seen. So this example, it has a GIF in it. And it's got a bunch of words. But if you look at it, I'm not reading any of the words. I'm just looking at the image. And that's what's so powerful about adding images like this is that your eyes just go directly to it. And so there's so many different ways that you can utilize this. You can this particular GIF that I'm showing, or GIF, whichever one you prefer. I don't know if that war will ever be ended.
Probably not.
It's just kind of going through the three reasons why you should work with them very quickly. And so that's like the only thing I'm staring at. I'm not even reading the email still, but it's titled B2B Growth Experts, Oracle, Google, Silicon Valley Team, 90-Day Growth Test. And then I'm not even going to read the email because it's just got, hey, Andrew, we'd like to discuss with you a 90-day B2B growth test, blah, 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 blah. We've worked with these companies. Can we talk? But again, I really like how my attention has shifted. And I'll definitely like, you know, I'm learning about this company just from this one image instead of without the image, I wouldn't even have, you know, spend another second looking at this email here. So this is where I think, you know, people can really get creative with GIFs and emails because your eyes are just focused on this image. And then if interest sparks, then from there you start to work upwards, in my opinion, where you start, you're like, huh, that's interesting. I'm going to dive in a little bit. But, you know, people's attention spans are just so short. Like they say that the average attention span of an email is like 5 seconds. You have like 3 seconds to get their attention. And so if you don't capture that, and usually it's done through the email subject line, that's kind of, you know, how do we optimize the email subject line? But once they open it, if they don't see what they want to see, it's just gone. And you have that short period where they really need to just capture their attention. And in some way, that's just different. If it looks like any of the other emails that you've seen, and it doesn't really, unless you're just getting an email at the perfect time, where it is one of these templated emails where I am looking for this exact service at this exact time, I'm probably just, I'm not going to read the email. I'm just going to archive it. And so this is how we're using GIFs is basically we're discussing how we can help partner with you to essentially be your mobile app development extension of your agency or your marketing company. And it has a GIF in the middle that just says, hi, I'm Sam. I've helped thousands of people. I know a lot about apps. Let's talk. And as soon as we started implementing these, we really saw just a lot of people not only just responding to talk about our product, but just responding in general to just, so we had like three categories of people. Like one that just basically signed up through our lead capture forms, having no idea what we do. And a lot of those people started responding, just being like, huh, okay, what do you guys do now? And I thought that was the most interesting. And then the people that were really interested and they had gone through our website, read everything, they would respond back with, you know, I'm scheduling a demo with you right away. And that's where we saw the demo increase. And then the other bucket is the people who are just, they have a few questions, but they're trying you out. And again, when they're also another thing in sales is, you know, products, we have competition as a company. And so when someone is looking at our services, they're looking at not only our services, but probably, you know, four or five other people. So there's another bucket where they're in the evaluation stage of the sales process. And with this GIF added, we're able to kind of capture just like, hey, yeah, I actually have like five questions, and they just list them out. And then from there, we have just a much higher chance of actually capturing that business as opposed to them going to another company or just never engaging with us at all, because we didn't actually you know, stand out. Nothing really captured their interest enough to really respond to any of the content that we sent. And so moving forward, these are some of our newer GIFs that we're testing. GIFs. One is showing me just basically, it's like a 360 view of me looking over a surfboard. I enjoy surfing. Since we're in San Diego, I feel like it's mandatory. Also, it's showing one of our sales reps. His name's Christian, and he is a big fan of basketball. And the idea here is really just as icebreakers. So there's just so many different ways that you can use GIFs or GIFs to either just, you know, so when you talk to me after seeing this, you're probably going to be like, do you like surfing? Like, okay. I don't have the stats on these yet, but the general concept is with these GIFs, you can kind of break ice. You can kind of have, you know, a little bit about the person that you're going to be speaking to. And it really helps, I think, the buyer, you know, connect, you know, when you add a face to a name, it just, it has a lot of power and impact.
Yeah, there's another dimension to it.
But so. then when you also add a common interest, maybe someone.
Boom.
Yeah, like basketball.
If someone sends me an email titled "adoption," which never happens. Or of course, I'm gonna open it. Or I don't know. Writing.
Now I know how to get you to read my emails.
Yeah. I see the name, then I. But so, good question.
Auto
so
forward.
One quick tip you said is you got to keep the GIF, I'm going to go with the GIFs, GIF size under 5 megabytes to avoid getting sort of, you know, like blocked or flagged. And then how do you make these?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Okay, I mean, obviously I could Google how to make a GIF, but there's a lot of crap that comes up. How do you do yours? I guess what's the short and sweet version?
Yeah, so on this next slide that I'm showing, I'm diving into that a little bit more. So just some tips to remember to take away is definitely try to keep them under 2 megabytes. 5 megabytes is kind of pushing it. 1 megabytes, that's definitely where you want to be at. Great way to introduce yourself. You can add humor if you have humor in your brand. Again, great way to just basically, you know, find some common ground before you start talking sales. You know, take 5 to know 5. You almost get to do it in, you know, 20 seconds with, you know, a GIF that maybe connects the dots with two people that like basketball or sports. Or again, you can get really creative here. And then the way that we make GIFs is we use either Photoshop or there's a service called EasyGIF.com. So if you want to test this out, what you can do is you can just film yourself waving.
You know, you just said easy GIF versus easy GIF. You gotta nail the niche and not deviate focused on your.
I say GIF. Yeah. So we're going GIF. All right, easy GIF.
I don't even remember what you do.
you're it's like
you're all confused.
You're trying to make me like learn a new language right now.
So, I wanted to make it really difficult for you the whole interview.
Yeah. So what I recommend is if you use Photoshop, there's tutorials online. Basically, what you do is you just import the video into a bunch of frames, and then you size it down, and that's where you can get some really high quality GIFs. But if you want to just test this out, Easy GIF is something that we came across, and you can just film something on your iPhone really quick, upload a short video. It can take videos up to like 100 megabytes or something like that. And then it allows you to like add text. It allows you to resize. If you have a video that's like 60 seconds, you can narrow it down to maybe like just the, you know, starts at second 10, ends at second 20. And then after you make a GIF, you definitely want to test. And I would recommend testing slowly as well, because we did go through a couple iterations until we finally found something that started working, and we're still testing, just because there's so much cool stuff you can do with these sort of images. And depending on what your sales process is like, whether it's, you know, showing your product, or, you know, maybe you do a short screencast of your product and you upload that video to Easy GIF and you show them just how easy it is to solve whatever sort of problem that they have, that could be a great way to introduce your product. If you want to introduce you as a sales rep and personalize your emails a bit more to stand out, that's another way to do it, where you just film yourself doing, I really like the humor aspect or the personality aspect, or adding in just a little bit about yourself, like who you are, like who am I going to be talking to? Because when you're scheduling a demo with someone, you have no freaking idea who the dude is, or girl. And, you know, and that's fine, but it just adds this layer of, you know, personalization. I think just, you know, understanding who you're speaking to, and it doesn't feel as awkward. It's like, oh, that, as soon as you get on the call, typically from what we've been seeing, is it's the first thing they talk about. Like, oh yeah, that GIF was cool. Like, how'd you do that? Anyways, then you go into the call, or, you know, kind of lead into with Christians. It's like, yeah, and, you know, we've been just, you know, testing this out. And then maybe they'll mention like, do you like basketball? And it's like, yeah, I like basketball. And you're just, the prospect is breaking the ice rather than you breaking the ice. And, you're not talking about the weather. You're not talking about like, oh my God, it's Friday. So there's just so much you can do, but it's all about testing, because every market's different. Every type, if you're selling to like the C-suite or selling to VPs, obviously you want to be a little bit more professional. If I go back to my videos, I have like me with a surfboard and, you know, one of our sales reps, you know, shooting hoops. But we sell to, you know, agencies and, you know, creative directors and people that don't necessarily run a public company. So maybe it needs to be a little bit more professional. So it needs to reflect your brand accordingly. And yeah, just test A B C D E F G tests.
Speaking of tests, I think you've got some metrics for us here. But before you move on to that page, I'm curious. You said specifically make sure the image is 2 megs, ideally 1 meg. How did you figure that out? Or like, what's the significance there?
You know, there's really no, like, there's no actual like statement that says like, hey, if your image is over this size, you're going to go into spam boxes. But it's just general email practice, where if you have a large image, it's going to go into spam more likely than not. So the smaller the image, the less likely it is to go into spam. But if it's above 5, you can probably expect it to go into spam typically.
Did you see any differences when you moved to a smaller image?
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, at first we were like, shoot, this was a dumb idea. I think everybody thinks, you know, this is weird. We got a guy waving at you telling us, you know, hey, we want to talk to you. And they've never met this person before. But we were using a really big, crisp, 8 megabyte image to start. And that open rate was just terrible. It was lower than the text versions, and we just couldn't figure it out. or we quickly figured it out. We just were like, oh, this image is huge. Let's reduce the size. And as soon as we reduced the size, that's when we were able to see people actually opening it, responding it. And that's when all the good metrics started flowing in. So that's when I say test. I would say test slowly just to see, you know, if your open rates are going down or are they going up. If they're going up, that's, they shouldn't go up if you add a GIF or GIF. If your email subject line is the same, but if they go down, that means you're hitting spam boxes more. So you want to watch that really carefully. So if you do just like an easy test of say, you know, splice out maybe, you know, 500 prospects, send it to them, see what the email open rate is for, you know, no GIF in it, and then 500 with a GIF in it, you can kind of see benchmark against those two. Obviously, the more you send, the higher. If you can go to 1,000, cool, just depending on how many leads you have. But yeah, when we found that sweet spot, it's in between 2 and 1.
Right on. And you've got some metrics on the impact these GIFs have had on your campaigns here?
Yeah, so we've just been killing it with GIFs. 300% increase in just cold email response rate. So this is just people, again, just replying to our emails. And a lot of times people just, you know, our sales cycle is very quick. It's under a month. So we have basically, it's very important for our company to, in our sales process to, and really any sales process to speed up or increase sales velocity. And so by seeing an increase in cold email response rate, we've been able to talk to more customers, whether it's through setting up a scheduled demo or just a quick phone call or just, you know, answering questions they have that they type out over email. So that was the biggest increase, was just people actually interacting back with the email. It's not them receiving the email. Maybe like, you know, typically if you fill like a lead form, you'll get like an ebook or something like that. And it says, hey, just reply back if you want to chat. And so just having that response rate increase was huge for us. And then we also saw a huge increase in demo scheduled rate, upwards of 100%, and then another 100% in the demo show rate as well. And I think these can be attributed to just, again, people just, the email captured their attention and they spent more than 5 seconds reading what we had to say and they wanted to learn more. So they reached out, replied back, and we were able to schedule the demo. And then the demo show rate, I think it's attributed to, and this is, we can't prove this, but I think it's really just, again, the face of the name, where you know who you're talking to, you have maybe a common interest that's been shown, or you have a discussion point, or you're just more excited to talk to the sales rep just because of the way he's kind of, you know, gone about the sales process, and it's been personalized, and you feel like you kind of know the person a little bit just because you've seen who he is and or who she is. And yeah, so far we're still testing. We're still trying to get these numbers up. And I think we can get them up to, you know, 200% plus. So.
Right on, man. I appreciate you sharing all this data. One last question. Which stage in the email process in the chain are you shooting this email with a GIF in it? Is it the first touch? Is this a follow-up? Is this a, like, where else is that set?
Right now it's everywhere. But these numbers are specifically for the intro email that we would send. And gotcha. So I'm showing on the screen the intro email, but right now we're doing it with everything. We're doing it with follow-ups, we're doing it with, and we know how to make them so fast now that sometimes we'll just personalize them for like a specific client if we really want that deal. Mm-hmm. Just like, hey, still here if you need me. And again, our brand is kind of, we have a little bit of humor to our brand. So we feel it's okay for us to kind of get a little bit creative and funny with, you know, hey, I haven't heard from you, and maybe we'll have our hands up or something like that. Mm-hmm. But again, we're still testing in every single phase. But the best ones are definitely the first and usually kind of the last. We do use a form of like a breakup email, where it's kind of like, hey, just haven't heard back from you. See ya. I'm really sad. and that has kind of helped, you know, bring back people into, you know, the sales funnel.
Right on, man. Hey, Andrew, I really want to thank you so much for coming on today. Learned a ton, and I myself can't wait to start creating my own GIFs or GIFs, whichever way you lean.
Yeah, GIFs, GIFs. I don't know if we'll ever have an answer to which one's right, but yeah, man, my pleasure. I just hope I don't see a million of these coming into my inbox any time soon.
No promises.
Or maybe I do. But yeah, thanks for having me on this podcast, and hope to see some GIFs out there for GIFs.
Sounds good, man. Thanks for your time.
You too. See ya.